And joining us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, is the head coach of the Excelsior Springs Tigers and Josh Buford. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Thank you guys for doing this every year. I know the kids like it, and we certainly enjoy the recognition you give to them.
We got a couple of your athletes that are on the Dream Team this year, and a couple ones that you're going to have around for another couple years, and a pair of sophomores, and Mason Moreland and Connor Creason. Let's do them one at a time here. Let's start with Mason Moreland. Talk about that young man.
Mason is, without question, our leader as a sophomore. He had a good year. He's been all-conference for 2 years now, and he was second-team MRVC, but if you look at the four guys that made first-team in front of him, they're pretty special. They were all-state, and I think a goal of his is to be first-team all-state moving forward, but he also was first-team all-district. He had 104 tackles this year, had a sack, an interception, a couple forced fumbles, and had his best games against some of our toughest competition. He had 10 tackles against Columbia Battle and 10 against Kearney, and then had 16 tackles when we played Oak Grove, who was eventually the Class 3 state champion. So statistically had a great year, and also gets it done in the classroom, has a 3.4 GPA right now, and is going to mold into more of a great young man than he already is, and just is a natural-born leader, which is kind of what I love about him. He's really started to take control of things and be a guy that everyone else can look up to.
Yeah, and you mentioned just briefly in playing that battle team and Oak Grove and the Kearney squad, your schedule hasn't been exactly easy for your young football team, has it?
No, it hasn't. I think, you know, looking back, our conference is difficult as is, and then we play two state champions, neither in our class, and then Kearney, who I think was probably the second best team, in my opinion, in Class 4 behind Webb. It wasn't set up to be very friendly to a young team, lots of sophomores and juniors. We don't lose a lot going forward, which is a good thing, but I think we learned a lot and gained a lot of experience this year that will help us going into next year, where we will face the same schedule.
Absolutely. And the second individual from your squad that made the Dream Team this year, also a sophomore, Connor Creason.
Yep. Connor's started actually, we play a 3-3-5. He started at Mike, so he was our middle backer, and he's the undersized one of these two. But he had 80 tackles, two interceptions, a sack and a half, and he carries a 3.8 GPA. He was academic all-state and also first-team all-district. And the thing I'm most proud about with Connor is he didn't miss a single snap all year. And like I said, he's a little bit undersized, but he just gets it. And I joked around at our banquet. He was our defensive MVP. And his brother was actually on the Dream Team last year and was an all-state backer in the same position for us. And I joked around about how his family, I don't know what they do in the backyard, but they just know how to play linebacker. They're just very instinctive, and they seem to get to the right place at the right time. And both of these guys could end up playing some offense for us, but they're going to be staples on our defense moving forward. And I'm very proud of them. They do things the right way, and never kids you got to worry about in the hallway or anything. But Connor didn't get as many of the recognitions I thought he should, but that's going to be an issue with playing next to a guy that like Mason and being at the same position, which is what we saw at our all-conference meeting. But regardless, they're both sophomores, and they'll both be back. And I just, again, think they do things the right way, and they're both somewhat model citizens for our other kids to see and to look up to. And they neither may be the most vocal person, but they get it done. And you can always depend on them to do things the right way, and that, whether that be on the practice field or in class every day.
So kind of a leadership by example types.
Absolutely, both of them. Especially Connor. He's not a talker at all. He's just a go-to-work guy. And he has high aspirations. He wants to be better than his brother was, and his brother had a great career here. He was our starting Mike backer and quarterback last year, and Connor stepped in his spot and did every bit as well as big brother, and I think he will continue to do that. And he has goals of being all state just like his brother was, and I think that's certainly obtainable.
Once again, joined by Coach Josh Buford of Excelsior Springs, and as we salute his two athletes on our Dream Team this year, and Mason Moreland and Connor Creason. Coach, thanks again for taking the time out to chat with us. Anything else you want to leave us with this evening?
No, I I really appreciate you guys doing this for the entire area, and I know the kids like it, and I look forward to hearing about everyone else's kids. Thank you guys for everything you do.
There you have it, Coach Josh Buford of Excelsior Springs on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.